All right, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Super Smash Stories.
Yeah.
You got Matt.
Got your boy T.Y.
Got Duvall in here.
Got Jay.
So, I just went out to lunch. I would call it more like a dinner today with the fiance. And just seeing people in restaurants and thinking about the shit that's gone through, like, gone on in restaurants and shit. And it made me think about when I was with my ex. It was me, her, and her daughter. We went to Applebee's. I mean, it doesn't have nothing to do with the food. Doesn't have to do anything with the service. But God bless the service people. Some real shit. Real God shit. Bless the service people.
Y'all get slavey wages.
But they didn't have to deal with this shitty situation. So, we're sitting there. And the baby wasn't really feeling good. The baby's maybe like a year and a half. Wasn't really feeling good, you know, throughout the whole day. But we decided to go out to eat. And, you know, we order our drinks. We're sitting there chilling. You know, baby's a little warm. So we're thinking about, you know, just getting it to go. And we're sitting there. And all I hear is this. I was like, no. And then you just start hearing this dripping off the floor like something's hitting a puddle.
No.
And I look over at this baby's ass.
Oh, I know.
And it's just pouring over the top of the high chair and down the high chair. And there is a shit puddle on the floor. I don't know how this child had so much shit in their system.
Yo.
So me at this point, I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm trying to get all the napkins. You know how they skimp on the napkins at most restaurants. Oh, like, yeah, you only get the one that comes with your fork and knife. So I'm like, get the baby wipes. So I'm getting baby wipes. I'm grabbing this one napkin that they work so hard to roll in the back. And I've never scooped so much shit with my hands in my life.
You scooped it? Why did you scoop it?
I was embarrassed, dude. There's shit. Imagine, everywhere.
Imagine getting paid $2.25 an hour and now you gotta clean up some baby shit.
Listen, man.
He had to clean that up.
This your job, man.
All I'm gonna say is I did what I could.
I would've been like, can I get some help?
There ain't no way. Y'all ain't paying me that much.
Like I said, I did what I could in the situation. There was still shit on the floor. It was in the carpet. It was in there. Someone had to clean that. And, like, I had to rush to the bathroom, you know, clothes and all, just stuck the baby under the sink. Like, fuck this. No.
Hell no.
But yes, God bless servers. Because that's a rough fucking job. Because I did what I could, but that was a shitty situation.
Hey, somebody clean that up for real. Hey, you got to give me the whole motherfucking tip jar.
Yeah.
if I'm cleaning up baby shit and they my child's. And my job.
Listen, man, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to make that tip, man. Nah, that's just part of your job.
You would never catch me clean up shit.
Well, not then you never gonna get that tip. What the fuck you talking about?
I didn't really tip them either. I kind of just
That's what
dipped.
I'm saying. You feel me? Like, I cleaned up my own shit. Y'all motherfuckers was late on the motherfucking biscuits. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No.
I'm not getting a tip today.
It was more like we gotta go. Can we cancel that order, please?
Yes. Cancel the order for what? Because the baby shit, fuck that.
You ever go to a restaurant that, like,
said, fuck that weed.
You ever go to a restaurant?
I ain't come
like,
all the way out this motherfucker to not eat no goddamn food because the baby shit. Baby shit every day, B. You know what I'm saying?
Not in this capacity.
Shit every day, B.
Not in this capacity, yeah,
that,
though.
That sounds like a lot.
Y'all have been out driving, though, and you seen a restaurant that you really wanted to go to, and so you finally get the chance to go to it, and you get in and you realize the cheapest thing is like $35.99. You're like, whoa.
Tell me what.
These are appetizers. These are fucking appetizers. I don't care if the spinach artichoke. I don't care if the spinach came from the fucking
for three jumbo shrimp.
Right, like y'all imported this shit from Finland. You know, it was raised in sun and all that. Yeah,
they say raised in sun.
I don't. You know how they be putting them titles on the shit?
Freshly grown.
Right, freshly grown, nurtured with our greatest agriculture. Like, shut up.
Not to get off subject, but I'm gonna be on subject at the same time. What the fuck is going on with the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I heard that.
I haven't had it yet.
Haven't had it. Has anybody? Because me personally, I'm saying off rip. Because I'm a Chick-fil-A motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A motherfucking spicy chicken sandwich is off the fucking chain. Wow. That shit. That shit busting, right?
Yeah, that shit busts 6 days a week. That Sunday, yo. NFL coming up. Y'all still closed on Sundays? Fuck out of here.
No, I've never had either of them in my life.
You never had Chick-fil-A?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Have you ever eaten from Chick-fil-A, period?
No.
Oh, my God. It's like, nigga, listen. If you black, you go into Chick-fil-A, you start singing Negro spiritual, nigga. That shit is real. Way in the water. Wait for that motherfucking order to come up. You in that motherfucking line.
Yo, and they're so fucking polite.
What? Rick, this Rick, the best. Nigga.
Rick, I know you. I know you. You're going to walk in there. You're going to be like, what's going on? You guys all right? Why are you guys being so nice?
Listen. They give you sauce. Shout out to the Polynesian sauce. That's the best motherfucking sauce in the world. And you don't got to pay nothing. They be like, how many sauces would you like? How many?
How many? Not 35 cents.
No, nigga, not, how many? Yo,
you ever ask for sauce at McDonald's late at night? Like, hey, my man, can I just get like two more than barbecue sauces? You should have told window one. Like,
you got this motherfucker at window two staring at the ceiling.
Like, first of all, your window one is never operating. So,
and why are you breathing heavy, motherfucker?
Over two buffalo sauces.
Come on, man.
But Popeyes, I see that Popeyes, they're getting rid of that sandwich.
They getting rid of it.
Yeah, I think it's taken off the
menu. Yeah, because people are fist fighting.
Yeah, did you ever see
that? Here's the thing. This is why I haven't eaten a Popeyes chicken sandwich. I do not want to go there and these motherfuckers tell me, sorry.
Yeah.
Sold out. Y'all are posted up right by Sherman Hills, which is 95% black. And I'm not going there, but I'm just saying. All right, that's a lot of fucking product right there. Okay, y'all ain't got enough chicken breasts
for some sandwiches?
Yo, and I ain't going to front. I seen pictures of this motherfucker. I seen the commercial. The sandwich looks husky than a motherfucker.
The sandwich looks like... Bro, I'm telling you, it's the sandwich that killed Luther Vandross.
The brass, nigga, that's a whole titty on that sandwich. Brass.
I mean, that is a titty.
I said, that's a chicken breast?
They said crispy chicken filet. Did you see the crisp on the outside of that fucking chicken sandwich?
Just flaking off.
Boy, it looked good. I don't want to eat it.
I've never had the urge to go to either of them. I never had Sonic either.
I don't want to eat it.
Hold on.
I know I didn't.
This is my first and last, and I mean to cut you off, T.Y. We're going to get back. But I had to do it because he said Sonic. My first and last fucking time at Sonic, when that shit closed up, I did not give a fuck. Why? Because I never forget. I went there after school. Shout outs to Mike Reddick. He was there. If he's listening, he'll remember. Me, him, my man Jetty. Shout outs Jetty, my man Bennett, R.I.P. Bennett. We went there after school one day. We was going to LCC. Went to Sonic the one day. They was like, yo, it's like 4 o'clock. Yo, they got like that half off shit going on at Sonic. Let's take a ride of smoke. Let's go up there. So we in my whip. I get in there. I order a bacon cheeseburger. Only cheese and bacon. Right. Get my shit plain because everybody that knows that when you go out and eat with me, I don't trust everybody's lettuce and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I like lettuce and tomatoes sometimes on my sandwich, but I don't trust... Sonic?
Fuck tomatoes.
I'm just saying. If it's on there, I take it off. But I'm just saying.
Fuck tomatoes.
You know what I'm saying? But, so, I said, can I get a bacon cheeseburger, only cheese and bacon? Now, everybody else got their food. They in the back eating, having a good fucking time. I'm sitting there, open up my sandwich. I'm like, yo, this shit feel light. Everybody like, yo, what you mean? I said, this is bacon cheeseburger, nigga. Ain't nothing on this motherfucker. I open up the wrapper. It's a bun with just cheese and bacon on it.
How
no,
do you forget the no, burger?
No, lettuce. No burger patty.
No, how do you forget
So I hit the little button. I say, yo, tell my man Roll Bounce. Bring his ass back out here with them roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I told this man only cheese and bacon. Y'all bring me out just a...
I would bring you out
y'all cheese just, y'all just brought bacon. Me a bun, some cheese, and bacon. I paid $5 for this. I could have made this shit at the crib.
See, they took you literal.
Hold on. Like, cheese and bacon. So the guy comes out. He's like, what happened? So I told
bacon,
him.
Bacon, cheeseburger, only cheese, and bacon.
And bacon. So he looks at me.
Only cheese and bacon.
That's all they gave me. So he looks at me, and he's like... That's strange. He goes, who the hell wouldn't put a patty on it? I know exactly what you meant. He's like, just give me 5 minutes, man. I'll be right back. So he rollerblades away. My man comes back with a bag. Here you go, sir. I said, thanks, man. I appreciate it. The sandwich feels light again. The second time they bring the shit, the sandwich is light again.
So what was that?
I opened the wrapper up twice. They only gave me a bun with some cheese and some bacon. I went in there and flipped the fuck out. I said, yo, who is working in the kitchen? True story. I went in and I said, yo, who's working in the back? And the girl was like, what? I said, who's working in the back? I said, because they are high right now. I said, why the fuck would I only eat bun, cheese, and bacon?
What kind of shit is that?
Huh? So, needless to say, like, and I don't get pissed off at places too much.
You like your pulp.
I'm timid. Yeah.
I
like what I paid for.
Exactly.
That's with any restaurant,
right,
honestly.
If I gave you $4, almost $5 in change for a burger and some fries and a drink.
A little slushy.
With my patty.
Hold on, hold on. Did you say in change? Like, you paid them in change?
No, like, I'm just saying. Like,
I'm about to say this nigga paid them.
No, I didn't. I didn't pay them in fucking shillings. All right, this isn't King Arthur, right? Said I'll trade you a tiger's tooth. Motherfucker, what? No, I didn't know.
Tonight, shout out Modelo Cerveza.
Shout out Modelo. I don't drink like that, but shout out Modelo.
Shout out to MB.
I just had a long week. That's why I'm on it.
At least we have a long weekend. Mm-hmm. Cheers to that.
Word.
For sure.
It's Friday.
A long night.
You know the saying, you ain't got no job, you ain't got shit doing. If you do got a job, take your ass to bed. Listen to this shit on your way to work.
Speaking of that Sonic situation, I had a similar situation. Me and my girl, we were going to, we went to McDonald's. I was like maybe 12 o'clock. And we pulled up to the drive-thru. I got the 10-piece and medium fry. She got the same thing.
Why would you get a 10-piece, nigga? You a grown-ass man.
That's all I was feeling.
Trying to watch my face.
That's all I was feeling right there. That's all I needed.
You was getting cheeks. You wasn't trying. You wasn't trying to let out that fart. What?
Just to get a little something in my stomach and right. I started to sleep right. And then, then we pulled up to the window. There were two supervisors in there. Like they're the only ones in there working. They're taking forever for the food. But we're like, all right, so we know it's going to be fresh. They're taking this long. They give us the bag. We check it. Everything's in there. We just pull up to the front. We're eating out front, and she's eating her chicken. She's like, "Oh, these shits slap." Then fucking for my 10-piece, I opened it up. I'm like, "Oh, this is gonna be right." I see Big McChicken just sitting there. That's my knife. My 10th chicken.
No bun or nothing.
No, just chicken patty. That's all it was. It was that was my 10th chicken nugget.
So it was like chicken nuggets over top of it. So you was fucking up the chicken nuggets.
You saw nine.
That's a come up.
Yeah, I was just like,
I wouldn't be mad at that. Yeah. That's a come up.
I was like, yo, like they really hooked me up.
They said, you know, he can cut this shit up. He can make his own nugget. He can cut this shit up. That's five pieces.
I tell you what, I didn't break it up when I was putting it in the sauce. I just took the whole patty and just scooping it.
Are you holding it in half?
I didn't complain. You give me a whole McChicken. I can't complain about
right.
that.
That's a come right. up. Bro. I can't complain. McChicken for a nugget.
For one nugget, and the reason, and they were taking pretty long.
A McChicken.
Okay. I got what you're saying.
Without the bun,
they threw it in there.
Okay,
it's lit.
See, if they'd have just made the whole sandwich, that'd even been more lit.
That would have been.
Oh my god!
You know what's crazy though? See how stingy they were. Acting like they was really paying for that bun and that mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So we just gonna give them a patty. What about the bun and the mayonnaise? You know, some cheese maybe.
No. That's too much. That's $1.87. We can't do that. And he wanted extra sauce? No.
Don't get too creative with it. No. Right. No.
They don't bring his buddies. Then his buddies are all going to want sauce.
Next thing you know.
Cream and chickens. That's how it starts.
Next thing you know.
Like, yo, man, you've been here too long, bro.
Yo, T.Y. used to come home with a knapsack full of McChickens.
Oh, let's not talk about the knapsacks.
Oh. Well, time out. How did you find time at a job to make a knapsack? McChickens.
Well, at the time.
And two, that is fucking unhealthy.
It was for my niggas. You know what I'm saying? It was right. For everybody.
So how many McChickens per sack?
I don't know, bags. At the time, see, this I'm not gonna say the name of the McDonald's or the restaurant.
Well, it's a corporation, so.
Whatever. Please don't fire me if you're listening.
You just slandered them already.
This was years ago. I was a young man in my youth. I was making poor choices. I'm sorry. Forgive me. But at the same time, yeah, at this particular joint, bro, there was no cameras in the motherfucking freezer joint, and they would have me doing the truck. So it was all, it seemed like it always happened like at the end of my shift, like truck would come and it'd be like an hour left of shift. So I'd be like, all right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I know we're going to be getting high. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be recording music. Fuck it. My niggas might want some chicken strips tonight.
Chicken selects.
Get it right.
Don't disrespect them. They gotta bring them back.
They need to bring them back.
Don't disrespect them shits like that. But go ahead.
So you know, I would snag a bag of them.
So anyway,
Ashley's over here dying.
God damn it.
K.O.
God damn it.
Jin wins.
So, you know,
round two.
Victory Royale.
At the moment, I'm probably already high anyway. So I'm smoking a lot of weed. Popping a lot of pills. So then I think to myself, who doesn't like chicken patties? So I'd grab a bag of chicken patties.
You can barely talk right now.
Grab back motherfucking chicken patties.
Somebody draw a cartoon to this. So I'm grabbing back chicken patties.
So now I got a fucking, cause I had, yo, back then I had the, what was it, the Nike back, the Nike drawstring pack.
Right,
draw.
His like rap book was in there.
Yeah.
His freestyle, oh, his freestyle
bag.
Book.
I remember that. My man thought he was Frodo walking around with that shit.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that bag was everywhere, bro.
He had his bars and chicken.
I have everything in there, chicken and bars, nigga. What you talking about?
PS3 games.
Thanks. Everything in the knapsack.
Why you got Dead Space 2 with you? Kevin, no. What are you talking about?
That was my game. That shit is crazy. You know it was my game.
You ever play that shit every day? It got scared at the same part every time. But go ahead.
Oh, he ain't come out the ship every time. This nigga drawing, son.
I never played that game. I gotta play it.
Don't.
It's fire. It's fire, bro. Yo, you supposed to play, bro. And you play this game, you gonna be tripped the fuck out, bro. I used to be in this, it's early morning. It's daylight out.
I wouldn't be in shit. I don't play nothing scary, nigga.
I'm not watching no nothing.
We smoking weed. I'm playing a game. I'm in there shook, tripping the fuck out while playing. Cuz, man, be some wild shit going on. You ever been in space, nigga? I ain't never been to space till I played this game. You know what I'm saying? I played the motherfucking game. It took me to space. To my limits. And
to bring you guys back in a little bit, tried to talk about a restaurant earlier. And anybody else have any terrible experiences at a restaurant? Like actual restaurant, not like fast food. Like sit down.
Terrible?
I'm trying. Yeah.
You ever have to deal with a waitress or something?
I'm not gonna say that was terrible. Yeah.
You ever have a waitress with too much damn makeup on?
Too much perfume because she's just
this one lady was like Pennywise like three times with the makeup. Like you could tell she had powder on her face. Mm. Like I was like, I don't know if she just got done with a Ringling Brothers show. I don't know what the fuck was going on. And she smelled like what's that perfume that like old ladies like to wear, that brand? You know what I'm talking about?
It's that distinct smell.
Yeah, like it's a very strong, like, I don't know, like
lavender.
Yeah, it's like a lavender, like just
like you can smell it a mile away.
I can't think of it, but that's the main thing too. Like I think like one, like I had a lady that smelled really like extravagant like that, and then I had a dude that was musty. Like, you can't be serving people's food.
Wash your ass, man.
Before you go to work.
I feel like it's a running theme. Like,
wash your ass, man.
It's not hard. And do laundry.
I never had, like, that kind of experience. But at the same time, you know, you go to the buffets. Buffets is lit. You feel me? My favorite joint is either Chinese or Italian. They don't got that many Italian buffets, so you know I'm fucking with the Chinese.
Right.
So I go to the Chinese joint. You know, now I got my mindset. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get these motherfucking General Tso's chicken.
You like Chinese buffet General Tso's chicken?
Listen, some of them be fire.
It's too soggy. It.
Thank you.
It's soggy.
Thank you think it's soggy?
But go ahead, go ahead.
I get the motherfucking lo mein, the chicken lo mein, chicken and broccoli.
I can't really fuck with Chinese food.
Like, and the crab legs.
As I can't much.
You can't.
So, mm-mm. I goes up there. I'm arranging my plate. Getting excited, you know what I'm saying. I even slide off and venture off and get some fried shrimp that ain't never hit the plate before. So I said, "Ooh,
you don't like fried shrimp?"
No, I fucks with it, but that's not. I stick to my routine. You know what I mean? Like when, like it's like when you,
it's like your third or fourth plate.
Yeah, it's like if I get there, you know what I'm saying? At the buffet, so it's like I keep a routine. Is I'm getting this, and I'm getting this, and I'm gonna be cool. You know what I mean? And sometimes you might see something else. So the fried shrimp was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Hold the fuck up. Threw them joints on there. Then they had salt and pepper shrimp. I said, oh, shit. I said, I need three of those. So, you know, now you see, now I'm working my way around the seafood area. You know what I'm saying? Boom. I get to the motherfucking crab legs. This motherfucking just a steaming pan. Nothing in it.
Oh, shit.
So I'm sick. I'm like, hold up.
They only put six in there.
Because you got Bill that comes up and takes a whole lot.
Right. So
sits back down.
So, you know, now my eyes is fat. I'm looking around to see who got crabs on the plate. Who the fuck is going on?
I can imagine you going over and snatching like three off their plate. Be like, I just wanted some of these.
Right. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
I can
like,
see you
do
doing
you,
it.
Do you get pissed off about crab legs like that?
Yes.
Okay, because I went to a Chinese buffet.
I'm not about seafood, really. I never really got really
find,
into
like,
it.
One day, like,
bro, if I'm going to a
crab is safe. Crab is safe.
But if I'm going to a place like, that sells crab legs or crabs, period, I expect to get fucking crabs.
I didn't grow up with it, though, with my mom being allergic to shellfish and shit. Yeah, don't get crabs.
Don't get crabs.
Nah, but I went to a Chinese buffet with this one girl, and like she's like, and she'll be listening to the podcast probably, and we went, and she's like infatuated with crab legs. And they didn't have them like three times. She went up.
Oh man,
bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you know,
oh shit! I hear from the other side, like, what the fuck?
Facts.
I was just like, yo, somebody gonna get some crab legs out here quick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm, bitch the right. Chinese boy, he looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm looking around. So you know what I'm saying? So he,
he was lining you up for that roundhouse.
I said, listen.
Hey, what was he saying?
They go, I said, listen, man.
That is fucked up.
I said, listen, bro. What's up with the crab legs? I'm like, yo, the pin high ain't no crab legs in it. Oh, that crab leg that be by I'm what the fuck
what
is
what kind
talking?
Of accent is that?
Motherfucking Chinese.
That is not a Chinese accent.
No. Chinese ass Korean. Listen, don't take offense if you Chinese Korean, because I love y'all bitches. I mean all y'all motherfuckers.
I love y'all bitches. What?
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so he's talking about this shit. I said, hold up.
Dude, I would pay hard-earned money for T.Y.'s commentary during the World Cup.
I said, hold up. I'm asking you, what's up with the crab legs? When they coming back? Is it a limited time special? Like, what the fuck is going on? So he
limited
like...
time special?
So he like, they be back. They be back. When? Nigga, when? Motherfucker, he talking about they be back, nigga.
A what? Oh, my God.
I said, when? So, you know, like you said about your joint, when she went up, you know what I'm saying? I go up three different times, still a steaming pain. fucking wrong with y'all? I'm flaming now, because I've been taking, you know, I got the taste in my mouth. I'm trying to dip these crabs in this motherfucking butter.
T.Y.'s beard has gone gold. He's
real
now
shit.
Super Saiyan Fillion.
So now...
You that ass, nigga!
Man, yeah! Man, I pull up on board. I pull up, my boy get here. I walk. What the fuck? Yeah. So I'm like, listen, bro. I said, y'all being real goofy in here.
Oh, my God.
Y'all being real goofy in here with these crabs. Like, I see niggas with crabs on their plate. Where they coming from? How they going?
You know you could have ate, like, two plates by this point. Yeah. Right?
I did, nigga. This is my third plate, nigga. This is my... I'm up there getting jello.
I'm sitting there eating angry as shit.
He's like, can I have a view to the crab leg station, please? Can you move my seat?
He whispered to his girl, he ain't come up yet. I was sitting here eating this plate the whole time. He ain't come up yet. Watch out. Yo, my man.
Vex.
It's hot ass water. Fuck your doors.
A what? Oh, so finally, the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? After I tell him the shit, the whole shit is goofy. All this nut shit going on. Y'all ain't here drawing. Niggas eat crabs. I ain't eating no crabs. Okay. So he okay. I'm like, okay, nigga, get these fucking crabs up out here.
Did they finally get the crab leg?
Right. They after I had ate three shots of Jello and motherfucking four bananas and 10 motherfucking strawberries.
That's why they wasn't bringing them shits out quick as you was eating everything else.
Nigga, fuck that, nigga. I been asked the nigga the first time. I done came up three different times, filled my plate with Jello's toast chicken. How much chicken can this nigga eat? I want crabs and butter.
Sounds like a solid nursery rhyme.
So when you got, yeah.
How much chicken
can a nigga eat?
That's a fucked up nursery rhyme. Sing it. How many?
How many chickens can a nigga eat?
Oh my God.
You ever have a restaurant fuck up your order so bad that you're just not hungry anymore?
Yeah, you just leave.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
If you know me, you know that I don't fuck with mayonnaise unless it's in tuna. So if they put like mayonnaise on the burger and people like to scrape it off, I'm like, no, that aftertaste is still it done soaked into the bread, dog. It's a wrap.
Oh, you like macaroni salad?
No. Come on, you heard what I just said, nigga. I hate mayonnaise except tuna.
So yo, when they
I don't eat potato them. Salad, yes, I'm one of them. I don't eat potato salad, damn. Macaroni salad. I don't like mayonnaise, dog.
Damn, potato salad too, bro.
I mean,
I don't macaroni eat salad, mayonnaise.
You can put a little tuna in it.
You missing the fuck out.
No, egg is just slap. That shit do what? Slap. If you, when you throw
deviled eggs, I eat those. I eat those.
All right, how do you guys eat your steaks?
Well done.
Medium well.
Yeah, probably going to be judged for that.
Medium well.
I would say medium well.
I had this conversation with Tyshawn today. I was like, black people don't like pink meat.
I like to see a little
90% of them they don't.
I don't.
I like to see
like a I need mine with a little bit of blood on the plate. Like I need medium rare. Like
I don't want to see no blood, like but I need a little pink when I'm in between them sheets. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? I look at it like that.
I had a bacon cheeseburger, and I told the dude it was well done. I'm already halfway through the burger by the time I actually realize it.
But hold on, I mean to interrupt you. Where were you at?
I was staying over my girl's house. I went the weekend.
Oh, they were cooking for you?
They cooked, yeah.
Okay, bad.
No, she wasn't cooking. They weren't cooking. We ordered that. It was Hun's Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That was pretty, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what I'm trying. I'm trying to dig where I'm trying to dig where the sandwich is coming from.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I can,
Hun's Cafe.
You know what I mean? So I can get a picture of what's going on now. You know what I mean? All right, bet. I got you.
The one on Luzerne Plains.
Okay.
Luzerne's better.
There's one in Luzerne?
Yeah, it's. I think it's not Cafe. Cafe something.
Shout
out to Hun's Cafe.
Cafe like 99 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I think it might be.
Oh yeah. Well, I got the bacon cheeseburger and the cheese fries, and I said it was well done. I asked for well done. I took a bite of it. It was a good bite, a big bite, and like there's still some pink in it. I'm just like, damn.
You couldn't eat the rest of it.
I was just like, no, I sucked it up.
I'm so about
I sucked
it.
It up. It was just like, nah, it was like, and after a while, it went to the actual just well done part.
I'll get super upset like, if I overcook a steak. Super upset. Really? Yeah.
That's the only thing
that's not
I
pink
mean.
On the inside. It was a little rough going through Sam's pregnancy, though, because obviously she can't have like pink meat or like raw seafood, stuff like that, right, while she's pregnant. But other than that, I'm cutting that steak in half. Taking mine off about 5 minutes prior.
Do you like cooking your steak on the grill or stove or oven?
all of them.
I can do all of them, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do a sautéed steak, you do it in the cast iron. Yeah, if
get it right.
I'm going to keep it real, a nice, good, old-fashioned broiled steak. Put that shit on broil in the oven.
I haven't broiled anything in a while.
And take it out at the right time.
Don't trim the fat.
No, fat is where the flavor is at.
I need the gristle, too. A little bit of gristle of fat.
Yeah.
I need something.
Keeps your soul humble.
That's the only thing I'll eat medium rare, though, is steak. Everything else has to be pretty much like my ribs.
I want it to be well.
You got to have
ribs. Right, see, like, if you cook ribs right, though, they're smoking all day. They're going to be well. That shit's going to be falling off the bone.
I want medium well, where it's just like a little strip.
I appreciate that. It's just falling off. They get right off the bone.
Speaking of all this, talking about, you know, how we like our beef and everything like that. You know, pause, sorry. did you see this thing with KFC where they got vegan chicken now?
Seen that.
What is that?
Listen.
It's ficken.
Leave shit alone.
Leave it alone.
Why? If you are a vegetarian or a vegan or whatever.
Don't go to KFC.
Right.
Question.
Chicken.
Is it on a bone?
Bro, go.
It can't be on a bone if it's vegan. What the fuck kind of question was that?
That's what I'm saying.
You're not gonna like pack vegetables around a meat bone.
Well, you never know. Places are weird like that.
That's what I'm saying. It's fucking.
No. They use wood sticks. I've seen how they made.
Because I'm about to say this is KFC, nigga. Like I ain't seen no boneless chicken in KFC in a long motherfucking time. That's popcorn chicken though. That ain't. Remember when they had the honey barbecue strips?
I'm just sad.
What?
Or those the sliders that they used to have.
Yeah, they had the Kentucky bourbon honey shit. That shit was snagging, bro.
What?
Oh, I'm missing out.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't seen no bone shit at Kentucky Fried since then. So if they put, I'm just asking, did they put the shit on the bone?
No, you can't put it on the bone. Vegan. It's vegan. You can't put it on the bone. Only animals have bones.
But I'm saying they could be getting the bones.
No, they would get sued.
That defeats the whole purpose.
That would what? Imagine like, that's I false get this vegan fried chicken, and you like, this is good. And you look down, it's a real bone. Like, oh, they got me. They got me.
Oh my God.
Now you've been reconverted.
Tight.
But you know, I heard people go vegan for a while and then revert back to regular, you know, diet.
To restart
their palates and their taste buds.
Yeah, my palate's good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
My palate's great.
The way they are, I'm not changing up. No.
I'm good.
Imagine somebody saying, like, imagine being out somewhere eating like a really good fucking lobster, like a really nice steak. Like, this shit is good. Yeah, man. I just wish I could taste it more.
What?
No. The fuck is wrong with you, bro? I gotta restart my palates, man. My
taste buds. Restart.
I gotta restart it, man. I don't know what's going on. Steak looks so good, but I can't really taste it anymore. Like yo, man, that's like, stay off that shit.
Yeah, do what you gotta do. My taste buds are fine.
Like my mind is fine.
Mine are fine.
I ain't never sat back and said to myself, you know what, let's go vegan.
Yeah,
nothing against. I respect people who are vegetarian and vegan. I just can't do it.
I mean, it's a personal choice.
It's a personal choice. I just
keep
can't
that shit
it.
Away from me.
Right.
Man, fuck all that vegan shit. I like fucking eating burgers, motherfucking ribs.
We could just never get over the bridge.
You know I'm saying, motherfucking
shout
steaks.
Out to people who are vegan. My man's like,
nah, fuck all that. Fuck all that vegan shit. I mean, y'all can eat y'all shakes, y'all motherfucking vegetable, prune juice, whatever the fuck y'all doing.
It's a lot of beans. A lot of stuff.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck all that. I mean, beans and rice is lit.
I'll eat rice all day. The yellow
Spanish
rice.
Spanish beans and rice.
Thank you. I'll eat that all day.
That's lit. You gotta have some steak with that shit.
Yeah, but you know how they make that shit slapping, though?
With the
pork seasoning and shit. So, ha. Right.
Shout out to all the Muslims.
Yeah.
But I love me some pork. You know what I'm saying? Pork bacon. Pork sausage. Motherfucking pork ribs. You know what I'm saying? Pork, nigga. Get me a
poke?
Pork, nigga.
Or pork.
Pork, nigga.
P-O-O-O-O-R-K.
Poke.
Poke.
In that poke.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
That's love for it. That's emphasis.
Ham sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
You guys say any words weird? Like, crayons. No, crayons.
Sammy.
Who says crayons?
I've heard so many
people. Crayons?
Can you pass those crayons?
I do say that.
Crayons. Oh, get the fuck
can
out
I get
of
them
here,
crayons?
Crayons?
You can have a crayon, but not a crayon.
I don't know. It sounds worse than saying crayon, but.
Is it creek or crick?
Creek or Creek? I say Creek.
I say Creek.
Y'all
I
say Scranton. Creek. It's Scranton.
I thought it was Scranton.
No, it's not Scranton. Scranton.
Spell it. Scranton. I spelled it, motherfucker.
Scranton.
Scranton.
There you go. You had the t in there that time.
Scranton. I don't know, motherfucker.
Washcloth.
Washcloth.
It's a cloth.
Washcloth.
C-L-O-F.
Are you saying wash? Oh, okay. Cloth. You said it right that time.
Yeah, washcloth. Milk and milk.
Who says milk?
A lot of people.
What the milk? Fuck? Who do you know? That
milk.
Oh, my God. Nope.
No. You ever fuck something up real bad when you're cooking? I did, and it was terrible. So I decided to cook a pot roast in the crawpaw. And,
Lord have mercy.
I wanted to make a little bit of gravy with it, you know, add a little bit of roux and, you know, spice it up a little bit. A little bit of flour, but I didn't scoop it dumped into the fucking shoulder. And I was like, what do I do now? So I tasted it and it was unedible. So what I do? I took this shit over to the sink and I rinsed it off. The whole thing. Thinking I could save it. So this meat's now literally just soaked in water. And I'm rinsing it under the sink trying to get all the gravy off.
He done rinsed all the natural properties
Everything.
Everything.
Now it tastes like Nanticoke tap water.
Oh my
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, this thing needs a juice now. So I'm taking some A1 and dumping it in there and some other.
That shit probably tastes stale as hell.
Bro, it's terrible.
You said A1, like 8 steak sauce?
Yeah. A1.
Wig.
It was a shit show.
Gotta spice it up, right?
I almost burnt down Aldrin's kitchen. Shout out to my man Dragon. That time I was high off them shrooms at his house. At some point, I went in the kitchen and saw like a pot of oil. I didn't ask if it was old or what. And I looked in this freezer and I saw French fries.
Yeah. Oh, it's a situation.
Man. I turned that oil on. That shit got hot, but it was old oil, but I was tripping. I was moving the pot around. I don't know why I thought I was tripping, bro. I don't know why they let me cook the French fries, but. All I remember is flames started shooting out the back. Andrew came in. He was like, yo, you're doing too much. Like, he was cool with it the whole time until the flames went up. And he was like,
he was about the french fries.
Yo, you're doing too much. Yeah. You're doing too much.
You went there shaking the pot.
I was probably fucking the party up. I don't know. There's probably shorties around. I was like, yo, there's some fat nigga in cooking french fries. This shit is boring.
Look at him getting too right. Look at him.
Whose man's is that?
She's in there with an outfit on and you're frying grease in the kitchen. Just filling up the house.
Smoke that shit up, Quay. Yo!
Oh my god. Fucking flames was like hitting almost the ceiling. It looked like a fucking Travis Scott show. Just... straight up.
I fell asleep in my kitchen while I was cooking once.
How?
Drunk.
Wow.
Real drunk.
That's my biggest fear.
My mom was mad.
What'd you cook?
I don't remember. Oh my god. It was during the McCarriger Street days, so.
Oh wow.
Right, it's a blur. So.
That's my biggest fear. Like, whenever I'm cooking, I keep the time in my head, so when I walk away, I'm like, all right, you got like 3 minutes to do this, get back, boom. Like, I could never fall asleep doing that.
All right, I got two scenes of The Office, and I gotta come back to this.
Yeah.
See, like, me and you, like, me and Jay, we game more than Wig and TY. So, like, you ever be gaming? And, like, have something in the oven, like a burger or something?
Oh my god.
I'm sitting there playing, like,
cheese in the oven one time. That junk almost got too crispy. Too crispy. I was sitting there trying to get that W in Fortnite, and I got it. I had the risk of my crib. I got it.
Almost lost in the apartment.
Yeah, lost in the apartment. I got it though.
You ride past, see Jay's apartment up in flames. Just outside holding his TV and his PS4.
That's all.
I got everything out. What about your dog? I got everything out.
Everything. The dog's good. Good.
Speaking of that, like you said, I'm not like big into gaming, even though I do game. But you know, I'm a movie fucking fanatic. So I'm watching Prometheus for the first time.
That's a fucked up movie.
And I decide to fucking put some chicken nuggets on the Tyson Jones.
See,
spoiler oven.
In the oven.
See, you gotta get those at the right temp. Cause
that's what I'm saying.
That's why I got the air fryer.
So, I got one of them joints.
That's all I need.
So,
those kind of freak me out, though.
I throw them joints.
I'm alright with it. I accept whatever.
Now, I'm watching Prometheus, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, I'm getting fried, too. You know what I'm saying? I done smoked two blunts. I'm two ports in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we about 30 minutes in this motherfucker. Now, next thing you know, I start, you know, smelling the nuggets. So I'm like, all right, they cook it,
yeah. This shit's about to slap.
That's the ticket.
So I start smelling them Jones. So I'm like, all right, bet. I said, I can smoke another port and roll up a blunt.
Nope.
Wow, these motherfuckers is cooking because I can smell them now. So you know,
I start to
roll a blunt up, right? So you know, it's at the point now where they about to go into the motherfucking little ship mine or whatever they think it is at the time. So I'm like, bet it's lit. Some shit about to pop off. You know what I mean? I forgot all about the nuggets after I rolled the blunt. I sparked this motherfucker.
I'm like, yelling, help.
I'm like, it's going down. So they get into the motherfucking joint and you see the pods, you know, the ones the aliens pop out. So I'm like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow, that's about 25 minutes into later.
Right.
Okay.
So these motherfuckers, you know the nuggets, they say 15 to 20 minutes. It's been about a month.
15 to 17 minutes.
15. Whatever. But then the motherfuckers was in
that's
there.
That's how you know he's about his nuggets.
These motherfuckers, 17. These motherfuckers been in there for about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. Chicken crisp.
So now I smells the nuggets. So I said, oh, shit, these joints is done. You know what I'm saying? So I run to the oven, get
them. They done it right.
What? And mind you, because I was watching the movie and I was still smoking, I never even flipped these motherfuckers. So they real crispy than a motherfucker on the top, black on the bottom. I'm like, God damn it, damn. So I said, fuck it, we going to try for round two. Because I got a bag of the Tyson. So, you know.
You got a good 30, 40.
You know what I'm saying? So, 40, you know, I got.
See, my problem is I'm dumping like 30 on the tray.
We've all woken up and ate a cold nugget in the morning.
I ain't gonna front. I'm one of them niggas that count the nuggets.
What? You know what
I count the nuggets. So I counted out 12 for the first batch. You know what I'm saying? So I said, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Why limit yourself when you count them out? You just gotta dump them.
I said, this second time, I'm gonna do it big. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna pay attention. I'm gonna go for 16. I'm hungry now. You know what I'm saying? Boom. You know what I mean? Because now I'm 2.5 blunts in. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hungry now. So I said, boom. I throw the motherfuckers in. Now I go back to watching Prometheus. Now I remember because this shit was funny as shit when the boy first got hit with the shit and he was changing and the joint dying. Yeah. I'm sitting there eating a blueberry muffin waiting for these motherfucking nuggets. So I'm waiting for these motherfucking nuggets, the blueberry muffin in my hand. So then again, one more time, I smell the nuggets. So I said, all right. It's time to flip them. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm grooving now. I'm in groovy mode. Shout out to Groovy. You
know what I'm saying?
I'm grooving now. So I said, all right, bet. It's time to flip the nuggets. So I gets up. Boom. I go flip the nuggets. Flip the motherfuckers. Come back. Because you know it's two blueberry muffins in a pack. So boom. I eat the other blueberry muffin. I'm fucking this shit up. I spark the port. By the time I spark the port, I said, ooh. It's time to flip the nuggets again. I go back, flips the nuggets. These motherfuckers is golden, looking like something fresh out the motherfucking tin. And boom, I said, God damn, this shit going down. Pussy. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. I smokes half of the port, right? Because I'm anxious now. So I put the port out. I said, let me pour something for this occasion. You know what I'm saying? So
This is a celebration. I didn't fuck up round two.
Real shit. So I had the motherfucking sangria, Arbor Mist. Shout out to them because I fucks with y'all niggas. I had that shit on chill. That motherfucker was in the motherfucking freezer like a motherfucker, you know. So it got the little crystally ice parts in it. Pour that. I don't got the wine glass. That shit more like a gauntlet. You know what I'm saying? Like something extra husky. You know what I'm saying? What what they call it? Right? I don't know. But it's one of them.
Goblet or a
goblet?
Goblet.
Goblet.
You call that a gauntlet? Y'all got a gauntlet full of that shit.
Exactly.
It's inevitable.
Right. So I pour his meat. So
why you put on a gauntlet for some chicken nuggets?
He's going like this, tilting it.
You should have snapped back when you fucked up the first 12.
So boom.
So listen here, little ones.
I pour them joints and I goes in the fridge. So you know, I got motherfucking extra motherfucking honey mustard sauce from the McDonald's. I got like 4 packs in the fridge.
That's why they don't give extra sauces out like that. Because it's motherfuckers like you got 8 in the cupboard.
Facts.
Four in the refrigerator. Right,
4 in the fridge, 8 in the cupboard.
Stocked up.
So I pulled the motherfuckers out.
So did you have good chicken nuggets or no?
Yes, the second round was lovely chicken nuggets.
That's all that matters.
Shout out to Tyson. Chicken nuggets is on point. Y'all doing your thing out there.
Yeah,
poker
Tyson.
You got any more over there, Jay? Any bad cooking stories?
Bad cooking stories?
Well, like you actually do like a little side business, right? Where you cook food for people. So, like, you ever have like just people like not wanna like pay, you know? Or you got people that don't pick the food up, yep. Shit like that. Like, yep. You have any experiences with that?
Oh yeah, I was making. What was I making? It was a bacon cheeseburger, and then I got the sweet potato cut fries. It was from my friend Cameron. This is embarrassing because I was telling him everything's gonna be perfect, it's gonna be right, like everything's gonna be fresh for you. It's ready for you. Just gotta come through. So I'm sitting there waiting for like 10 minutes. He comes through, talking for a second. I'm still actually doing the sweet potato fries, cooking them up.
Yo, sweet potato fries pop.
They're freshly cut.
They're good too.
Freshly cut. Put it on in the plate. As I'm bringing it to him, I drop it. Hits the floor. I'm sitting there just looking at the floor. Disappointment. I charged the man a good $10 for it. Could have given him a discount. He still gave me the full price for it. I'm like, I'll give you something else later on. I'll make you a fresh big mac and cheese, whatever you need. Just let me know. So like whenever I make mistakes.
He was probably so ready for it.
So ready for it. So ready. I was disappointed in myself. Definitely disappointed.
Did they watch you cook it?
He didn't. No, they didn't watch me cook it.
Oh.
Did not.
That would have made it even worse. The build up, like... Oh, nobody's still
sitting there smelling them.
Smelling
like
them.
Like getting drunk.
Right. Dude, season them just right. He sees me putting it inside the little, what do you call it, the styrofoam?
Get the fuck out containers.
Thank you.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, just here. Sign my name on it. Boom, boom, boom. Miller's Meals. Drop it.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, at least he was cool enough to give you the whole, you know what I mean?
He still got the burgers, the fries are the ones that I dropped. He still got the burger.
Right, you know what I mean?
Still got the burger. But it's just the
sweet potato fries, though.
That was definitely a fail in the kitchen.
Hey, those who are listening, make sure you hit Jay up. You can find him on Facebook, J.A. Miller. He has Miller Meals. I've gotten some things from him before. You still make that cinnamon bake.
Definitely.
Yeah, I had that the one time, man. I smacked that shit with the icing on that. That shit was slap. I can't even front.
I made that for the Super Bowl, not the Super Bowl, the football draft party.
Oh, you guys had a fantasy draft?
I made that. It was actually for my friend. He came by because he heard about the business. I was like, here, got you a good pan size.
Speaking of motherfucking Super Bowl, motherfuckers love hot wings.
Super Bowl sure time. Do. Sure do.
So this particular time, this wasn't during the Super Bowl, but I was making some hot wings. You know what I'm saying? So the hot wings, I fry first batch because, you know, I like to fry them without the flour and shit before I batter the motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? Because you want them shits raw like the Chinese motherfuckers. So I'm hooking this shit up. Now, mind you, I'm doing this shit in a pan, not a pot. You know what I mean? So I didn't realize that the pan, it was too much chicken for the pan in the grease. Okay. So this shit started getting a little cloudy, a little dark.
I'll never let Sam cook fried chicken again.
So the
you fucked it up.
The first batch comes
out. Sam, you tried. Okay, that's all. And I saved the day. You know, shout outs to Mama Branch's fried chicken.
Hell yeah, shout outs any day. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So the first batch comes out, shit's official. So I'm like, all right, bet. I got my daughters there. They fucking the chicken up. Hey, I want some more chicken. All right, yeah, this shit's popping. They like spicy. They hot sauce on everything. So I'm with it. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make the second batch. Boom. I throw the second batch in. I ain't going to lie. I done stepped out on the balcony. I done smoked a blunt. I'm a little high.
You got to stop cooking and smoking.
I mean, it seemed like it go together.
It's not a good... Not for you.
It seemed like not it just you. Go together. I mean, and then even during the day, you know, because sometimes you don't even know you going to cook. You just might you just decide
start
to
doing
cook.
It. You, start,
you know what I'm saying? And I might happen to smoke a... What? Fajitas? Ooh. I ain't even going to get into the fajita story. But I'm saying that's
what you fuck those up too?
No, nigga. When I tell
outside,
you...
outside, smoke the blunt.
I did some extravagant shit with the fajita. Now... So now I got the second batch of motherfucking hot wings going. I got them bitches frying and shit. I'm like, oh, this shit's popping. So I'm watching Snowfall. I'm in like season 2. So I'm watching shit on my phone.
Shout out to Snowfall.
I'm watching like episode 2 or 3, something like that. So, you know what I mean? I still got like half a blunt. Now, you know what I'm saying? The kids is occupied. They eating hot wings. You know what I mean? Watching motherfucking Kids Next Door. You know what I mean? So
one of my favorite shows.
Facts. So I steps out on the balcony. I got the phone. I'm watching this shit on Kodo Movie. Shout out to Kodo. You know what I'm saying? So boom. I'm watching season 2. And I forgot about the hot wings. So then I'm like, you know, it pops in my mind. I'm like, you know, 20 minutes in. Damn, hot wings. Boom. So I go in there. You know, it can't be nothing but just fried hard. Whatever. So
fried hard. Are you Dewey Cox? Fry hard.
Fried hard. Fried hard.
So I go back to the motherfucker. So I see the motherfucker. Now, don't get me wrong. They fry hard, but they a little crispy. They ain't black yet, but they crispy on the back ends.
They screaming.
So I flips these motherfuckers, right? So when I flips these motherfuckers, you know, because it's a pain, you know, the chicken sitting up is still, you know, raw at the top.
On top, yeah.
Bro. The fucking grease went crazy. This shit, it started bubbling up. You would have thought a nigga was in there cooking crack. This shit bubbled up so crazy. This shit bubbled up so crazy. Now the shit's spilling over the edges. Woof, woof. Now next thing you know, because I got the motherfucking electric drone. Mm-hmm. So flames is everywhere.
In the midst of all this, were you like, when the grease started popping, were you like ducking and moving out of the way and shit?
I was like, oh shit. I don't know shit, why
that is. That is everybody's first move. You start dipping like the grease threw a punch.
Yeah.
Like,
cool up.
As soon as Sam started cooking the chicken, I put the bag of flour next to the stove. Like, yeah, we might need this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So this shit going crazy, right? So I'm ducking and dodging. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. Like, I gotta put this shit out because I can't stop this shit from bubbling at the moment. You know what I mean? Not thinking to turn the grease down. And you know, she's like, I'm just like, I got to stop this shit. So in the midst of me doing this, I runs into the bathroom. I grab the towel. I come back out. My daughter's standing there. She said, "Daddy, it's a fire." I said, "I know it's a motherfucking fire. I'm trying to put the bitch out." You know what I'm saying? Like, stay back. So she looking. So now I grips the pan off of the stove. So I'm moving the pan, right? Now I turn back around. The motherfucking fire is over. I'm just standing there with a towel and a motherfucking pan of grease, chicken burning in my hand.
Was this at the old apartment down?
No, this is the new joint.
This is just happened
recently. This read like 2 months ago.
What the fuck? You didn't learn?
No, nigga, you don't, nigga. No, you know what I'm saying? But that was the hot wing story.
Hey, for those who've been listening to the podcast, obviously, you know, TY, we all go back here on the show, but that just reminded me, of when I just said, like, you know, was that at the old apartment? Do you remember me and we always laugh about this, but, and I think Wake knows the story, but that night, okay, so me and T.Y. decided to get really fucking high one night, right? And we decided to watch 13 Ghosts. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen 13 Ghosts since it came out. I wasn't trying to see it, but T.Y. has horror movies all over the place. He's a horror movie buff.
He's got a wall full
right.
of them.
I love him.
Right, so if you go over to T.Y.'s house and he's chilling, chances are you'll be watching like fucking Hellraiser.
That's a fact.
Candyman, any kind of old
Nightmare
school.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right, The Fly, shit like that.
Real shit.
So we're sitting there, we're watching 13 Ghosts. And I'm already scared like a motherfucker. T.Y. sitting there laughing at me because I'm shook. I hate the Jackal. All of a sudden, somebody like fell through his side door. Some random lady. She just like fell and just like slammed into the cabinet hard as shit.
Facts.
And me and T.Y. jumped up and looked. She was like, ugh. Wrong house. Oh shit, my fault. I said, yo, what the fuck, yo?
This is real shit.
So ladies and gentlemen, when you hear these stories from T.Y., these shits are true because I've witnessed them. He just has bad luck with him. But I remember that shit particularly.
It's real shit.
But,
so, I feel like we're going to keep the crackheads out of your house.
Yeah,
and
lock your door, man.
Come safe, make sure you have a fire extinguisher. Yeah. But,
Fire safety.
It's going to be it for this week. Jacob, where can we find you?
You can hit me up on Facebook at J.A. Miller, or you can hit me up on Twitter, while Merc is back.
Duvall?
You can find me on Instagram at the new name, GrooveMania1990, at GrooveMania1990 on Instagram. You can also find our page on Facebook, The Super Smash Stories. You can also find us on Instagram at the SSS Podcast. Keep liking the videos, keep sharing the pages. We appreciate the love and support. T.Y., where can we find you?
You find me Instagram Flyboy Young, Facebook Flyboy Young, you know what I'm saying? Twitter Flyboy Young MHS. And make sure y'all go get the mixtape, you know what I mean? Spotify, Moet, it's out right now, Flyboy.
You find me finally, Crash_concoctions. Buy my art. Shit ain't free. But
shout out our DJ. He's not here tonight. Shout out Derek.
Shout out DJ V-Dub.
Shout out DJ V-Dub.
Find him at 550 Productions on Gmail. Dr. Von Wolfgang.
Oh, follow me on YouTube. Merc is back. YT_Merc is back.
Word. For that streaming, that good game shit. Hey, we appreciate it. Have a good night, y'all. Peace.